heavy on the wallet, so Ye Olde Orchard's got you covered. During Montreal hockey games, pop in for your chance to win a trip to see our boys play against Tampa in March. See contest details on our Facebook page or at any location. Ye Olde Orchard. See you at the pub.
Police, firefighters, paramedics. Get your uniforms at Équipement de Sécurité Universelle. Its star product, Inuform Clothing, is strong, rugged, and survives your workday. Check out Inuform at Équipement de Sécurité Universelle, Saint-Jacques-West, west of Cavendish.
Tony Shoe's huge winter clearance is happening now. Hurry in for Padjar downfill coats, reduced by 50%. Winter boots and shoes, sizes big and small, up to 70% off. Tony Shoe's, Green Avenue and Westbound. Open from 8 daily, 11 to 4 Sundays, and TonyShoes.com.
Hey, where are you off to?
Going to check out some hot deals.
Oh, yeah? How hot? Blazing?
Blistering.
Boiling?
Baking.
Sizzling?
Searing.
Scorching.
Scalding.
Wow, that's pretty hot.
The Cold Days Hot Deals sales event is on now at your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram retailer. With purchase financing starting from 0% up to 72 months and no financing payments for 90 days on most 2016 Ram 1500 models. On now, see retailer or newspaper for details.
TSN 690 Sports Center.
I'm Mitch Gallo. Carey puts on the pads. All eyes on Price this afternoon. Coach Michel Therrien says Carey Price will work out in full goalie gear this afternoon at the Bell Center. I say all eyes on Price, but actually no eyes on Price because you're not allowed to go see him. Time for more injury news. The Canadiens won't have defenseman Nathan Beaulieu for the next 2 to 3 weeks. He was injured on Monday night when he crashed into the goalpost against the Nashville Predators. Montreal will likely call up a defenseman with only 6 healthy bodies on the blue line. Habs take on the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night at the Bell Center, and it could be Dale Weiss's last game with the Habs.
What's my wish? Obviously, to be a Montreal Canadian. Obviously, that would be... I've made no you know, I'm not hiding anything, no surprises. I want to be a Montreal Canadian. It's been a dream come true to play here. This is where I want to be.
Couple defensemen get some deals done. The Pittsburgh Penguins lock up youngster Olli Maatta to a new deal. 6 years, just over $4 million on the cap. Maatta is 21 years old. Braden Colburn sticking around with the Tampa Bay Lightning. A 3-year extension worth $3.7 per year. NHL waiver wire. Two players of note. The Blackhawks place Yuri Sekash on waivers, and the Maple Leafs place defenseman Jared Cowan on waivers. At spring training with the Blue Jays, all eyes have been on the contract status of Jose Bautista, but what about Edwin Encarnacion? Another big bat in that lineup with no contract, and he was asked about his number.
My number? Yeah, I want to hit 40 homer, 100. Oh, money? No. We don't have nothing yet.
I don't think that's what they meant, Edwin. CFL, Alouettes lose one of their players. Defensive end Gerald Brown finds a new home, inking a deal with rival Toronto. And the Canadiens in the Montreal host the Clarkson Cup semifinals against the Toronto Furies for a spot in the Clarkson Cup final in a best-of-three series. Game one tonight at 6:45 at the Etienne Desmarteaux Arena. Sports Center every 30 minutes on TSN 690. Your home for the Habs, the Owls, and the Montreal Impact. Coming up next, it's Pierre McGuire on Melnick in the Afternoon.
Metric is back Saturday, March 19th, Bell Center, with very special guest Death Cab for Cutie. Tickets now on sale at 1-855-310-2525 or eventcode.ca. New album Pagans in Vegas is now available.
At Bar Le Scratch, all big sports events are broadcast on their giant screens. More than just pool tables, Le Scratch is food, ping pong, theme nights, special live events, and private parties. Follow them on Facebook and check them out online at lescratch.com.
Is your car ready to face off against the elements? Bring it into Misia Muffler and get it in shape for winter. Browse their tire catalog and check out their online promotions at MisiaMuffler.com. Their mechanics are there to save you from worries and ensure the maximum reliability of your vehicle. Misia Muffler, celebrating 60 years in business. With 30 locations in and around Montreal, Misia Muffler is your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Misia Muffler, we can fix it.
Wow, the Nissan Micra, yours for only $9,998. Honey, the Micra is yours for only $9,998.
It's mine for only $9,998?
Oh, well, yours and mine for $9,998.
But you said yours.
Well, yours, mine. Either way, if we don't hurry, we'll be too late.
From February 22nd to 27th only, get an all-new Nissan Micra 1.6S for only $9,998 purchase financing and get four free winter tires. Certain conditions apply. But hurry, visit your Nissan dealer for details.
Let's get out of the stock. It's going nowhere. Why in heaven's name would we do something like that? Hello, I'm Richard Lapointe, investment advisor with CIBC Wood Gundy. In my career, I've seen tremendous rates of return come from investments that hibernated for the longest time. There are many reasons to sell something that you own. Boredom should never be one of them. For more on the right selling strategies, call me. I'm Richard Lapointe, and I can always be reached at 847-6324.
CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce and member CIPF.
Were you told just because your mother had bunions, you'll never get them? Not true. Hereditary factors do play a big part in whether you will end up with bunions. Find out more by calling me today. Dr. Shazia Malik, 514-844-5250 or malikpodiatry.com.
Informed and opinionated. He tells it like it is. Mitch Melnick.
Melnick in the afternoon.
TSN 690.
Welcome back. Welcome to the weekend. Happy Friday. 3 days away from the NHL trade deadline. 1 day away from the Habs, Toronto Maple Leafs at the Bell Center. We'll have for you TSN 690. Mitch Melnick, Mitch Gallo, Jay Farrar in for less than one more hour for Rod Francis, who's finishing up a week-long getaway in Charleston, South Carolina by attending a Bernie Sanders rally. Earlier this afternoon around lunch hour.
I will be pleased to give you some update. And today I got some update that Carey will put his gear for the first time. This afternoon at the Bell Center. This is the next step, and we're all happy about that.
Within seconds on the Friday Scrum edition of Habs Lunch, replayed in its entirety in less than an hour.
Canadiens coach Michel Therrien has announced that Carey Price will skate in goalie equipment today.
I'm so happy.
I have a feeling we'll get a somewhat different reaction from Pierre Maguire.
Hockey insider Pierre Maguire, brought to you by Ye Olde Orchard Pub. Five locations, with a sixth now open in Chateauguay, and by Dagwood Sandwiches and Salads.
Good afternoon, Pierre. How you doing?
Hello from sweltering Denver, Colorado.
Sweltering Denver.
Games here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I completely forgot about the outdoor. This is the alumni game you actually want to watch, right?
Absolutely, you want to watch it. I was just with some Detroit Red Wing fans in the coffee shop in the hotel lobby. They are gunned up like this is Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. I am not kidding you. They're not worried about tomorrow's game, even though that's critically important to both Colorado and Detroit. They're gunned up for tonight.
Yeah, but do they know that Claude Lemieux already said, I have nothing left?
They don't care. They want revenge.
Yeah.
Oh, no, these guys were... Now, you have to understand, they're diehard Detroit Red Wings season ticket holders for whatever reason, and we stay in a very nice hotel in Denver, but for whatever reason, we're overrun with Detroit Red Wing fans in this hotel, and I was laughing. They're out. I mean, if you wore a Colorado sweater in the lobby right now, you might be in trouble.
You know, I got a kick out of reading, I think it was Larry Murphy who said he's never been a part of anything as nasty, right? And of course, we all know, and Draper and Lemieux and Vernon and Juan, all that, it was pretty bad. But if you try to explain, maybe, Pierre, you get the opportunity to explain as bad as that was, as intense as that was, multiply by 10 and you get a Montreal-Quebec series?
Montreal-Quebec, or in the 70s, Montreal-Boston. It was very similar to that. I'm surprised Larry said that, because Larry was part of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and I can tell you that was not a whole lot of fun. Even though we were better than they were, they try to exact a pound of flesh just by carving us with sticks and things like that. But, this one was bad. It would involve playoffs, very similar to Quebec and Montreal, very similar to Montreal and Boston. So, no, it was very, very bad. There's nowhere near as bad now as it was back then. I mean, it was really bad.
I'm so happy.
Once again, Knuckles on the news that Carey Price is skating and did skate with the pads and equipment on today, although it's closed to the media now. So what do you make of this?
Is Shea Weber shooting on him?
Well, we know Shea Weber was not shooting on him.
I'm being facetious, obviously. Let's just take it step by step here. I like Chris's reaction very much. this is just part of the build-up to try to get him back to maybe play a little bit. But let's just take it step by step.
Okay, but do you think the fact that he is in pads for the first time, whatever it leads to, alters their way of thinking this close to the trade deadline about anything?
No way. Not a chance. And if that's the case, then this will be the first time I'll be very disappointed in this ownership group and this management team. Not a chance. If you do that, then you're making a significant mistake. You can't do that to this player. This is a franchise player. If you're going to put stress on him to come back and then have a blow up, let me just bring it back to a football thing for a second. Okay, just so everybody remembers. Remember a guy named Robert Griffin III?
Sure.
Remember how important he was to the Washington Redskins? Remember that? And what did they do to him? What did Mike Shanahan and the doctors of the Washington Redskins do to him? They put him in a playoff game that he had no right playing in. He gets hurt, and they keep him in there, and they say, oh, he can't do any further damage to his legs. Guess what happened?
But Pierre, you have talked a lot about the integrity of the Canadiens medical people.
That's why I'm saying, so if this happens, it won't be on the medical team. I'll tell you that right now. And I stress this, it'll be the first time I'll be disappointed in the ownership group and the management team if they rush this player back.
But what if the medical team...
I cannot see that happening.
But what if the medical team said, you want to come back, it's going to take a while, we will tell you if you're doing any further damage, if you're putting your short-term career or even longer in jeopardy, but if you want to work hard to try to get back, even though it's taking longer, then go ahead. What if he's been cleared by the medical people to do this?
Oh, but that's okay. That's okay. Steven Stamkos, too, was cleared to do that in the Olympic year in 2014. He couldn't get back in time. So what did the medical people and the general manager in Tampa do? And ownership, what did they do? They shut him down. They said, you're not going to the Olympics. It's that simple. That's why I said, let's just take a deep breath here. Everybody can't overreact to this. He's taking shots, probably, from trainers and strength and conditioning people. Nowhere near NHL stuff. This is baby steps. This is the first step in a baby step rehabilitation.
So let me go back to my original question. If the Canadiens, by asking you this doesn't necessarily mean that I think this is what should go down, but I know what a lot of people are thinking. If the Canadiens beat the Maple Leafs tomorrow, they move to within 3 of Pittsburgh, I believe. And, you know, it depends.
What happens if Pittsburgh wins?
Well, I know. It depends on what they do. Hold on a second.
No, you're talking sensibly. I know you better than this.
No, but I just said I don't necessarily agree with this, but I'm just pointing out what is possible and how some fans are thinking. And I want you, I guess, to assure those of us who don't think that way that they will not alter, they will not be tempted by getting... By being closer, however far away it is in reality, they get closer to the playoffs. They got Carey Price working out. All of a sudden, the trade deadline on Monday takes on a different meaning. That's what I'm trying to get at here.
The trade deadline needs to be part of the process of making your team better, whether Carey Price is taking shots or not, whether you're competing for a playoff position or not. This has to be about how are you going to make your team better. Any general manager, and there's some, I should rephrase. If you're a team that's already out and you know the teams that are out, what are you doing? You're selling, but you're looking to make your team better. If you're a team that's not sure yet, you're looking to make your team better. That's if you're not sure. If you're a team that's in and you think you have a chance, i.e. Chicago, i.e. Anaheim, i.e. San Jose, what are you doing? You're adding players. You're getting rid of younger ones. You're getting rid of draft picks. You're not messing with the structural integrity of your lineup. So there are three different portfolios you have to look at here. But for the Canadians, they're in the middle group. They're in group two.
If they have, like, I believe if they have decided to trade Dale Weiss, then I don't think he should play tomorrow based on the way the season has gone. They've already lost a chip in Tom Gilbert. If, like, I don't know if they've decided to trade Dale Weiss. You would think they are leaning heavily at the very least. Do you think that decision has been made by now, or do you think they might be tempted to get another 2 points with Dale Weiss in the lineup to inch a little closer?
It's amazing to me. Dale Weiss is a very important part of a team because of the way he plays, and he's cap-friendly right now. I don't know whether he's going to be cap-friendly or not going forward because I don't know what the demands are from his agent towards either the Canadiens or another team. Dale Weiss was a player that was kicked in the mouth by New York Rangers, by Vancouver Canucks. Waiver acquisitions, come on. I think what happens, I really truly, I want to clarify this so everybody's clear. I am not knocking the player at all. But man, oh man, it's amazing how players get overhyped. It's amazing to me how he's a depth player, is what Dale Weiss is. And that's what he is. He's a depth player. He's not a star. There are a lot of guys that can be very good depth players in the league. It's amazing how people overhype players. It really is.
Well, because trade deadline day is, I would say, a little overhyped, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely trade deadline's overhyped. Unless you can do what I think San Jose did, which was help their team. Unless you can do what Chicago did. And that just shows you the brilliance of team building and my mentor, Scotty Bowman, just understanding the importance of building around star players. And every year you have a star, you cannot forfeit that year if you have a chance to win. And that has been their philosophy, and Chicago does it better than anybody. And Scotty and Stan are at the forefront of that. That's what you got to do. But the trade deadline date matters if you can do what teams like Chicago and San Jose have done.
So the fact that Andrew Ladd is the winger that goes first, how did Winnipeg make out in what they acquired?
Okay. You won't know until the first round pick is taken, and you don't know what number Chicago is going to be at. So that's the pick they get. They made out okay, not great. Marco Dano still hasn't proven he can be an everyday point producer. His best point production ever as a player was at the 2010-2011 World Junior. But for Slovakia, he was better than a point-a-game player, I think, in that World Junior. That's where I remember him the most. I watched him play in the NHL this year for Chicago, watched him play for Columbus. Hasn't really found what his identity is as a player yet in the league. I think they're trying to have him grow with a lot of the good young players they have in Winnipeg, whether it's Mark Scheifele, whether it's Nick Patan, whether it's Nick Ehlers, whether it's Perreault. They're trying to grow him with some of their younger players.
What do you make of the deal today? Both veteran defensemen have been through waivers this year. Scuderi for Erhoff.
Well,
nothing, right? Not much.
No, because there's a familiarity factor. Obviously, in L.A. with Scuderi, because he was there before, and they're looking for older bodies, bigger bodies, and Robbie can do that. I don't think Erhoff has much left. But, again, remember, Chicago traded Trevor Daley, a puck-moving defenseman. They lost Johnny Oduya. They lost Nick Leddy. Their choices, especially on Leddy, I think that was a mistake that they regret. But they did it. They did it because of cap reasons more than anything else, because they knew they had Taves and Kane coming up, and they had to make a decision. It was a hard one, but they made it. That's the decision they made. I know I'm throwing a lot of names at you, but that's just the reality. But what Erhoff can do maybe, is play as a depth player and transport the puck a little bit, maybe replacing Trevor Daley.
Pittsburgh has locked up Olli Maatta. Tampa Bay has done the same with Braden Coburn. What do you think of those deals? And I'll pick up on that.
Olli Maatta's contract's very fair. Olli Maatta, if he stays healthy, has a chance to be a star in the league. I thought when Pittsburgh took him, and I said it at the time, because that was year they traded Jordan Staal to Carolina, and they got Derek Pouliot with 8th overall. They got Brian Dumoulin, who was a second-round pick, who was at Boston College at the time. They got Brandon Sutter, and they got Olli Maatta. And I thought, oh, my gosh, Ray Shero set this team up for years to come to be unbelievably good salary cap-wise and to be so deep on defense. And then Ray got fired because of a major upset against the New York Rangers. And the general manager that replaced them basically jettisoned all those good young defensemen that they had in the organization. They were just so stocked full of very good young defensemen, and they got moved out. Now, the good news is Pouliot, Mata, and Dumoulin are still playing there. That's the good news for Pittsburgh Penguin fans. But I like that contract a lot for Pittsburgh. In terms of Braden Coburn, that's solid. 3 years is about what he – you know, that's the harsh reality. I give Julian Brisebois and Steve Yzerman a lot of credit down there. That's about what I think Braden Coburn has left in terms of being a top four defenseman, about 3 years.
And under $4 million. So when you look at the Canadiens and, yeah, and Alexei Yemelin, there's another misfire, right?
Don't get me down that road. You know, yeah, it happens. The one thing I would say that works in Tampa's favor, and again, I'm not trying to play politics here, it is a no-tax state. And when you're a player like Braden that's been in the league for a long time and you lived in the Northeast in particular of the United States where property taxes and state income taxes are extremely high, when you go to Florida, housing costs are a lot lower. State income tax does not exist on your salary. And so it's, you say, this is a pretty good situation for me. And so I think he has that figured out as an older player. A younger guy probably wouldn't see it that way. An older guy would.
So with Chicago making the pair of moves, Pierre, which team do you think reacts to what Chicago did because they think they're going to have to either meet up with Chicago down the line or maybe they just think they need to get better?
St. Louis. St. Louis has to do something. Only scoring one goal against the Rangers last night with all the chances that they had. I know Lundqvist was great. St. Louis has to do something. They're just not scoring enough. And without Steen, without Pietrangelo, without Brian Elliott, there are going to be a lot of questions about them. And they're not going to be judged on the regular season, Mitch Gallo. They're going to be judged in the playoffs. And right now, I don't think they're deep enough. I think they're also looking at making another depth trade for their group. I haven't talked to a general manager today. I just can't disclose the player's name. But it would be an active roster player from St. Louis going somewhere potentially in the East. And then I think Anaheim has to adjust, even though they've had a great run here, especially since January 1st. But I think Anaheim has to look at something, and I think Los Angeles needs to look at something as well a little bit more, especially if they can't get Gabrick back.
So the reports doesn't look good on Brian Elliott. You mentioned his injury, and there was other reports that they're going to try to at least acquire some help for Jake Allen. Do you think they look at one of the two Leaf goalies?
They might. There's been very good high comfort level, let's say, with Doug Armstrong dealing with the Leafs over time. And so maybe they would look at somebody from Toronto. I think there are other guys that they'll look at as well. But I would say they probably would look towards Toronto, whether it's Reimer or Bernier, I don't know, but they would probably look that way.
7 seconds remaining. Granlund turns, centered it all the way across. It goes close. Shot! No goal! Sprawling across was Neubert. And the Flyers are still on top with 1.6 seconds remaining. How did that stay out?
Check it out.
Oh,
are
my.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's unreal.
It's the stick.
Oh, unbelievable. It looked like it was on the line in that slow motion. That is incredible.
Here's After the reviewing the play, it was determined the puck did not cross the line. We have no goal.
Michael Neubert marked that one down. The save of the season for the Flyers.
That's close to the save of the season for anybody. What a save by Michael Neubert.
Literally a game saver against the Minnesota Wild.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the Minnesota miracle is over now after they torpedoed Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver and then came home and beat Chicago. They've lost two in a row to the Islanders on home ice. And then last night in Philly, without Zach Parise, it shows you how important Parise is to their lineup. They can't score enough without him. But, no, that was an amazing moment for Michael Neuvert, no question. And you know what? I don't know how much you've had a chance to visit with him, whether it's Mitch Melnick or Mitch Gallo. But Michael Neuvert is a guy you just want to cheer for. He is just a fun guy, great person, really.
Tremendous season in goal for Philadelphia, long before that save last night. And again, when you think you have things figured out, the NHL slaps you wide awake. The Ottawa Senators on a roll. Everything's falling apart for Vancouver. They're ready to move people out. And Ottawa loses 5-3. I don't know how they lost that game last night, Pierre.
It's a tale of what's gone on this entire year. I've been to games of theirs where they've looked like they're the best team in the league for the first half of the game. And then the second half of the game, they look like they're the worst team in the league. It is unbelievable what a roller coaster ride it's been for Ottawa this year. And they've got players like Stone and Hoffman that are 20-plus goals and pushing 30, and they're shredding it. Bobby Ryan's over 20 goals. Nobody's talking about that. They've got some guys offensively that have really, you know, started to build their brand in terms of being consistent offensive players. But, man, oh, man, you talk about a weirdo team in terms of not being consistent. They're Exhibit A. I mean, Mitch, I've seen games of theirs where they've been for 5 or 10 minutes as good as anybody I've seen in the league. And then for the next 30 minutes, they're stinky.
They're
worse than anybody you'll see.
They are so bizarre that they score. They are potent in terms of offense when they're shorthanded, but they're maybe the worst penalty-killing team in the league at the same time.
That's what I'm talking about. It is very, very bizarre. I don't know what to say except they should be better than what their record is.
All right. And in wrapping up, let me make it clear in case you were receiving mixed messages from me. I think that the Canadians should have been in a sale mode for a while now, and they should not be tempted because Carey Price is working out in equipment today to do anything other than what they should have been focused on to start over in the offseason and make a run for it next year. That's how I think. I just now, because of the inaction by the front office all year, I don't know that that's what the road they're taking is.
But that's, you know what? That's why you're the voice of reason. That's why I love being on your show. You understand all these different things and the pressure that's brought to bear and the management team there. And you and I have been around the city enough and around the team when it was so good for so long that we understand that. So let me just be the question poser, and maybe you can answer these for me, because this is why they need to be building their group going forward and not standing pat. Here are the questions, and you just answer them for me, Mitch. Be the voice of the fans. Are you good enough at center ice to compete with the elite teams in the East?
Not even close, especially with Galchenyuk on the wing.
Do you have enough physicality to play in a Stanley Cup final against the Los Angeles Kings or the Anaheim Ducks?
Not until they sign Andrew Ladd as a free agent or somebody like him.
Okay. Are you deep enough on defense to control a team from Chicago that's going to be four lines deep if you ever had to play them in the Stanley Cup final?
They've lost Jeff Petrie and Tom Gilbert for the season, and now Nathan Beaulieu for 3 weeks.
So what does that tell you?
Next year.
Correct.
Start working on next year.
Correct.
Don't be tempted by the standings. Objects in the rearview mirror are closer than they appear. It's the opposite
of
that.
I'm going to be the host of the show, and you're going to be the expert.
Have
you're
fun.
You're not going to be there.
I'll be here. I'll be here on trade deadline day. I will be here on Monday. I wouldn't miss that. And
just for the fans to understand, that's why you're so good at this. We never rehearsed the show. We've said it a million times over how many years? 15, 16, 17 years.
Yeah, it's been a blast.
We never rehearsed that, right?
No.
But if you're a fan, think about those questions honestly and see how that man just answered those. That's without any preparation. That's awesome, Mitch.
Is the game tonight or the outdoor game, the real one, is it in any danger because of the weather there?
No. Okay. No, it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to get cooler here. That's what they told me. So I'll take them at their word. I'm skating on the ice tomorrow, so I'll have a better feel for you on Monday what the ice level's like. But, I think they're going to be okay. Once it gets a little later, it gets cooler here.
Enjoy yourself.
I will tell you this, though, my friend. It's hot here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I wish I brought my skis. I wish I had an extra day. I would have gone skiing. Oh, my gosh. In my wildest dreams, we could get weather like this at Tromelo and snow like this at Tromelo. I'd retire there tomorrow.
It's a great part. It's a beautiful part of the country, isn't it?
It really is. It's awesome. It really is.
Enjoy yourself. I know you will. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you at some point on Monday.
Thanks so much, my friend. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy your families.